these recent recruits stand out the most? Welcome in to the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. He is back, ladies and gentlemen. Graham McLean is in the building once again, and I am back in Bubba's Cold War Bunker, the coveted fan favorite Cold War Bunker. But Graham, let's hop right into it. We've got some recruits the past couple weeks. Not necessarily like huge big names, but people that we think are really going to make an impact with this Auburn roster next season. And Golish is not done yet, and that's what's really exciting. But as of right now, we are going to pick two of our favorites out of the handful that we have. And I'll start with you, let you go first, and see, see if we have any. I'm not going to say people that I guess are close in comparison, but maybe have something in common. You know what I mean?
So I went, and there's some of the guys you could pick from here, but I went two offensive guys. Like I said, there's still a lot of good defense players that we've got, but I just picked two offensive guys in particular because I think I think both of them are super important for different reasons. But I'll start with my first one. It's the four-star offensive tackle recruit, Leighton Von Brandt.
Love it.
He's a top 100 player in the country. He's the number six tackle in the class, and he's the number one kid out of state of Delaware. So, I mean, love that. He's 6'6 and a half, 281. He'll put some more weight on after that. But kind of like we've said the past couple of days with Golish and how he's been recruiting, is it's awesome to see him, kind of pushing after this like offensive line, how we haven't seen that in the past years. Like, Hugh Freeze didn't have the greatest, classes when it came to offensive line. He kind of relied more on the portal for that, which that's still not bad. The portal's still a good place to find offensive line because, you can find guys that have, played a lot, have a lot of experience and stuff like that. But at some point, you're going to have to build through the high school ranks. And Golish made an emphasis on that. He's talked about, he's like, look, I took this job, however long ago, right when he got here, he was like, but hey, this first class, it's going to be a lot of transfer guys because I hadn't had time to get my own guys in here. So it's going to be a lot of transfers. But now that he's in his, he's going through his first full, cycle of recruiting, he's really made an emphasis on high school. And so it's awesome to see that we're getting – and we've had multiple good offensive linemen us too. So super excited about that. I really like Leighton Von Brandt. I think he can do awesome things. I think he could be a pretty early starter in his career at Auburn. I don't know about day one because that's just such a more hard thing to do when you are a lineman, especially in college. Like, it's not common to see that. Connor Lue was special in the fact that he was able to do that. But then also then I think it could be a little more common in centers because typically your centers are the smaller ones of the
right
line, kind of gets smallest to that bigger as you go out. And so tackle is one place that's, you're going to have to get some college weight on you before you can really get thrown into the fire. But he's got the potential. He's got all the stuff he needs. So I think Leighton Von Brandt could be really, really good. The next one I want to talk about is someone that kind of got on board pretty early into this class, committed back in April. So he's been on board for a minute with Golish. And that is none other than four-star running back Mycen Johnson Cook out of St. Louis. 6'2".
Love this one. Yeah. Love this one.
6'2", 235. Like I said, another top 100 player, top 50 player, really, according to 247. Composite, number four running back in the class, and the number three player out of the state of Illinois. I really love this guy. He's a speed demon. He runs track. And he's just really fast, but also with that size, that's just like, golly, bro, how are you that fast with that size?
I know. It's something that, honestly, it's been a minute since we've had I feel like the last really big running back we've had as far as height goes was probably Booby Whitlow. I feel like he was kind of a unit to me.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of younger for those days of Auburn, but it's been a minute. I mean, you had guys like Tank and Jarquez who aren't, they're not the tallest, but they're bigger guys.
Right.
But kind of one thing I really like about Mynston Johnson Cook is he fits the mold of an Auburn running back, kind of like what we were just saying. You know, like Auburn has kind of turned itself into like an RBU, you know, situation. Mm-hmm. Like they've got pretty consistently good running backs. I mean, you had, like I said, you had guys like, I mean, earlier in the days, you had Trey Mason, you had
Cameron Artis. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You had those guys. And then now, in the last few years, you've had guys like Tank Bigsby, Jarquez Hunter. Jeremiah Cobb, who's been doing really well. So they've kind of turned into like, okay, Auburn's had some good running backs the last couple of years. And so I think Mynston Johnson Cook could come in and really fit into that mold and thrive. Now, obviously, the offenses have changed and stuff, but I think he said he wants to run the dang football. So it's going to be good for a guy like Mynston Johnson Cook. And heck, I think Omar Mapson could really pop, you know, after Jeremiah Cobb's gone this year. So it would be awesome to see like a Jeremiah Cobb this year, then Omar Mapson for a year or two, and then right behind him, you know, ushering in the next guy would be Mynston Johnson Cook. So really excited about him. Like I said, he's 6'2", 235. He's not even been in a college weight room yet. So, man, what such another thing I want to add is Mynston Johnson Cook has been so unbelievably vocal about trying to get guys to come to Auburn with him. He's recruiting Auburn. He's out there like all the time on social media, being like, "Hey, come to Auburn." So having guys like that who are highly touted and also sounds like they're all on board and all in with Golish, you couldn't really ask for anything better.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that at all. I really like that choice out of your two, just because as soon as we got him, everyone was like, "Oh snap." Oh snap. Like that's a big get for Auburn, which is, you know, if everyone else is like, oh crap, oh snap, you know, oh, you know what, but you know, I'm not mad at that at all. And I think he's going to fit in perfect what Golish is trying to implement. Let's shift over to who I picked. I'm going to stick with the offensive trend that we're at so far with George Lamons Jr., the tight end out of Quitman, Georgia for the 2027 class. He's a tight end, 6'3". They have him 6'3", 6'3 and a half, 213, which is – that's a big boy right there. He was getting recruited by A&M, Bama, Arkansas, and Cincinnati, and he ended up picking us, which is – I love that. But here's what sticks out to me the most. And in the past – I would say the past couple of years, Auburn really hasn't had – you know, a tight end that's just like amazing. I know you've had like the occasional ones that like tend to pop off in some games and then they become like a fan favorite. And then, you know, you're like, ah, he didn't really do much though. He could do more, but it's either somebody that can catch or block and you don't really have one or the same. And in this new age of college football or just football in general, and you see it in the NFL, every team I feel like has a tight end that is like their go-to. In a way, like if you're in a tight, like obviously you have a number one receiver, right? But if you have a tight end out there that can, you know, get you out of some trouble, then go to him. Auburn hasn't had that until now, I feel like. And this is what stuck out to me. He is a multi-sport athlete out of high school. He is a track and field star. He can jump out of the gym. He had a 23.92 200 meter dash, which is like, good God. You know what I mean? So you have a tight end with speed, and I think that's going to adapt really well with what Golish is trying to implement in the offense. Because, I mean, even though he's going to be in the 2027 class, this team this year, you've seen it even in practice, the practice that we went to even. Everything was about speed. Byron Brown, I really do think if we do throw the ball, it's just going to be because we have to, not because we choose to. I think we're going to do a lot of like – this offense to me is going to feel like 2013 when Gus was – it was his first year coaching. A lot of, you know, misdirection, run plays, you know, QB draw, read options, potentially triple out. Who knows?
Do, you know, with a threat at running back and a threat at quarterback, you know? I'm talking about 2013 in particular with Trey Mason
and Nick Marshall.
So Trey Mason was a stud running back. Then you also had to worry about Nick Marshall keeping it possibly. So Auburn's had success with that combo.
And I've said it before. Before I get on my own little rabbit trail, Nick Marshall is one of my favorite players to ever come through Auburn. The dude was a point guard with the football. You did not know where that was where the ball was half the time. Even the cameraman, like if you go back and watch any of those games in 2013, the cameraman was so misdirected so many times because he would just stand there with the ball and then the play would develop going like to the left and he would just be like, all right, I'm going to go to the right now. Poosh, gone. It worked every time. It worked out. To me, my favorite play was in the Iron Bowl. That it was like a 30-20 yard run mm-hmm. in the Iron Bowl that year. He just completely got everyone off guard, and before Bama realized what was going on, it was too late. So, and he went in for six.
Byram's got very similar characteristics in how he runs. Mm-hmm. If you go watch back some of his film from last year, very similar characteristics. I mean, he can change direction like nobody's business. He's fast, will hit you, which I feel like that was something Nick Marshall didn't really have. Mm-hmm. And Byron does, like he'll run through you if he has to. You go back and watch Boise State.
He's violent. Graham, yeah, he's violent. As he said, he's violent.
Go back and watch the Boise State highlights from last year. One of their first games of the year. Might have been their first or second game. Byron just embarrassed some dudes in that game. So it's a man, I need football season.
Me too. And what back to George Lamons Jr., like he's similar to one of your guys. He committed back in April, so he knew what he was going to do as soon as, you know, he was able to decide. He knew where he was going. 24/7 happens as 89 in their top 100, which is really cool to see. So I'm really excited about this kid. He's got a lot of upside, and what's crazy is he's got room to grow too. So, and plus the fact he already has speed and he's a tight end is so dangerous, and I love that because, like we said, what Golis is trying to do is implement a lot of speed in this offense, which is what you have to have in the SEC. We know this, a no-duh, you know, statement. But in terms of what Golis is trying to implement offensive-wise, this is massive to me that we have a tight end that can do this. So my second one, straying away from the offensive train we have here, is the DB from Sharpsburg, Georgia, 2027 class, Chase Gilbert. Okay, or Chance Gilbert. Sorry, not Chase Gilbert. Chance Gilbert. He is 5'11 and a half, 170, according to 24/7. He committed literally not too long ago, literally a couple of days ago. But he is a four-star, 92-ranked player on 24/7 in their top 100. He was being recruited by Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, Florida. That's some good company to be in. The fact he picked us, really cool. I am a fan of this kid because of all the scouting reports have said that he can decipher offensive plays at such a young age. And the fact he's doing that and he still has a year before he gets to Auburn is crazy to me. Because if he's doing that in high school, the sky's the limit in college. And he has the chance to be a big time leader on this defense, you know, this coming or not this coming season, but the next. So I'm very excited to see what he brings to the table. The fact that he is also a multi-sport athlete, he also does track and field, that his state qualifier in the 100-meter dash, he was a ninth grader for state. So he's quick. I get that everyone's tired of hearing, you know, speed, and I'm sure everyone remembers the brand back when Gus was at Auburn Fast. That brand, I'm not saying it's coming back, but in terms of these recruits that we have, a lot of what has in common, and it's, again, no duh, it's football. You have to have speed. But some of these guys, as far as the numbers they put up in their scouting reports for speed and just their sprint in general, stupid. Stupid. So I'm excited to see when he gets to Auburn how he's going to impact, because our DBs lately have been, you know what I mean? Our linebackers have been fine. Defensive line has been fine. But this, you know, this season will be telling to see how our DBs are going to be. I know that there's been some, you know, I'm not going to say like talk about our DBs this year being kind of questionable, but they're not as good as the past. I'll say that, at least the past couple of years. So we'll see what happens. I believe in Durkin, though. I really do. I think this is the type of guy that Durkin wants, and I'm excited to see him in Auburn uniform. I really am. I think he is going to be a ball hawk once he gets here. He's 5'11", so he can probably – he's got a little bit more room to grow, I hope. If he can at least get to 6 foot, I'm not mad at that at all. So, but, I I'm excited about these guys. I like your picks. Hope you liked mine. So, yeah, but let us know in the comments.
I really like, you know, Chance Gilbert.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. When we got him, I was like, dude, Oh my God. Cause I thought he was going to go to Florida personally, but I'm glad he picked Auburn. I'm not mad at that at all, but let us know in the comments who your favorite is so far that we've gotten, or in the live chat, where, however you're listening, or if you're listening on podcast format, come to the YouTube, let us know in the comments what you think, who your favorite recruit is so far. We're not done yet. Golish is not done putting those War Eagle tweets out with the Eagle emoji yet. Hey, so we're still grinding.
If you notice, and it's kind of more recently, with the media day that they did a couple days ago, we're not media day, but like whatever they filmed all their stuff, they made like a Golish in front of the clock tower. It's like a silhouette of Golish in front of the clock tower. And now they kind of post that with the War Eagle, which just looks sick. It just looks sick. Yeah. Again, just another example of our social media team. On top.
You know what else looks sick? A shirt from AUShirts.com. Go to AUShirts.com, get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen there for those listening. You got the Barning Hard, you got the FE, the Boog, C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. We've got some other styles on there as well. We add new styles weekly. We're getting the Social Hour shirt hopefully soon, so be on the lookout for that. But again, if you get something from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, the barn, whoever, all the above, and let us know that you're supporting the barn with gear from AUShirts.com. Whether you're at the Baylor game or the home opener, let us know that you are sporting a shirt from AUShirts.com by tagging us. We'd love to shout you out on the show. We I've said it before, I'll say it again. We love when people support AUShirts.com. So if you get a chance to get a picture of yourself or your family or whoever at one of the games this year, or if you're just out and about at home, you know, watching the game with, you know, people at a party, watch party, or just by yourself, shout it, give us a shout, and we love to put you on the show. So again, go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn.
Yeah, also go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are, and let's do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner and you're just such a massive Auburn fan, then go to buyauburn.com today to sign up to get your business on the index so that Auburn fans all over the country can support you whenever and wherever they can. Or if you're just a consumer and you're a massive Auburn fan, this is a great place for you to go to find all the places that are run and owned by Auburn supporters. So let's support each other. Let's support the family. And go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yeah, please, please do that. It's really cool to see that take place and everyone, keep growing it, because who doesn't like supporting local businesses, especially when they're Auburn run local businesses. So please, if you know anybody that has a local business and they have any relation to Auburn, tell them about buyauburn.com. We'd love to grow the index even further and make it one of the biggest indexes for local Auburn businesses anywhere. Graham, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about a world record that was broken by an Auburn Tiger a couple of days ago, or literally yesterday. It was yesterday. Jacoby Tharp. He shattered a world record in the 110 meter hurdle with a 12.75 in just at 20 years old. Younger than me. It's crazy to see that.
You think I'm young, Hunter? He's younger than me.
But he, I watched the highlights on it. Everyone that was like in that race with him, they're like, bro, like you could see him like. He did not just do that, but he, like, after about the third row of hurdles, you could tell he was just locked in, and he was flying. Like that scene in if anyone's seen F1 where Brad Pitt's talking about where he just like feels like he's flying because he's just, you know, in his zone, locked in. That's what that looked like, and that is a perfect example of that. It's really, if you go back and watch it, just look up Jacoby Tharp world record Auburn University. Track and field. Really cool to see that. So shout out to him for doing that in the orange and blue, representing the AU well, and a big War Damn Eagle to you. And also a big War Damn Eagle to everybody. It's been really, really fun getting to do this. And we can't wait for football season. Again, let us know down below in the comments who you think stands out the most as far as, you know, the recruits go for this 2027 class, whether it be on offense, defense, or both, or just let us know who your favorite is in general. We'd love to see. We'd love to interact with you guys. So please let us know who you think is your favorite recruit.
Sorry. I just did a camp thing.
What?
You said in general, and I went in general. It's from a TV show, but we do it here a lot. And I would just subconsciously went in general.
He's in his Graham's locked in on his camp zone right now. He's feeling it. He's feeling. But we can't wait for football season. I'm literally after again seeing the Jordan Hare packed out for Argentina and Iceland. It really got me just like, oh man, well, I need it yesterday. I needed it yesterday.
Shout out to they play in about 40 minutes from now, I think.
Team USA. Yeah, Team USA. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's freaking go. We're playing Paraguay, right?
Paraguay, something like that. Paraguay.
I'm not good with names. I know that. So at least it's not a Auburn player. I botched the name on this time. So it doesn't matter. But that being said, thank you for watching. If you want to see any other show that we have on here, like the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, the Basketball Show, the Baseball Show, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten, please like and subscribe and follow The Barn on social media, YouTube, podcast, wherever you get your podcast, you name it. We're there. We're your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. But yeah, with that being said, everyone have a very happy Friday. We will see you next week. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, War Damn Eagle. Y'all have a good weekend.
See ya.